Hey there, Story Pirates Podcast listeners. Lee here. Welcome to today's episode. Not only does it feature a very special guest and one of the funniest people alive, the actor-comedian Lou Wilson, it also has floor wax, weird dreams, motorcycles, and Mount Everest. All of that and more after these quick words for the grown-ups. Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Akron, Ohio, Plainfield, Indiana, Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter, Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
Ah, wow. This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
And that was how I lost out on the book deal of a lifetime back in 92. I could have had my own coffee table book of fun plumbing tips, but the publisher said there just wasn't a market for pipes-based books.
Wow.
Well, I read anything about pipes.
Wow, Smitty.
Anyway, what were we talking about?
Hey, everyone. What are you all doing on the upper deck? Are we having a party?
Oh, that's what we were talking about. Eric, be careful coming onto the deck. Someone...
Whoa! Oh.
yeah, so someone waxed the deck a little too much, and now the whole thing is basically an extreme slip zone.
We were also talking about how we should probably put up signs to make sure everyone coming up to the deck won't slip, but then Smitty started telling us this wild story about the book deal, and then before we could circle back...
Hey, everybody!
Hey, Nimini! Oh, be careful of
that!
Floor.
Ah. Yeah, no kidding.
Someone apparently overwaxed the deck, and now it's an extreme slip zone.
Someone should really put a sign up before...
Hey, everyone. Looks like there's a party on the deck.
Hi, Peter.
Hi, Lee.
Hi, Megan.
Oh, wait!
5, 6, 7, 8.
Wow, Megan. You're keeping yourself from slipping by dancing.
Oh, that little trick? Yes, that's just something I picked up from when I was touring with a tap dance ice skating musical called Put On Your Thinking Tap on Ice. Most of the ensemble actually didn't know how to ice skate, so, you know, we spent most of the dance numbers tap-slipping our way into the crowd's hearts.
Now that would make a great coffee table book. I'll call my publisher.
We were just bored and said, hey, why don't we write a story?
I have a huge imagination. If you only use your eyes, then you'll see less stuff.
And that's the end, I think.
We inspire each other.
And the world will never be the same.
The Story Pirates.
Welcome back to the Story. Sorry, I forgot that the deck is still
an extreme slip zone.
And I guess talking makes me slip? Ow! See? Megan, how about you take this one? No prob. I've been dying for an excuse to use this talent. Welcome back to the Story Pirates Podcast, everyone, where we take stories written by kids and turn them into sketch comedy and songs. Hacha!
Oh, wow.
Brilliant!
But not as brilliant as our first story. And here to introduce it is the author.
Hi, my name is Juniper. I'm 10 years old and I live in Tennessee. This is my story, Lala.
Hello, I am your announcer, Billy Bob Joe. And I will randomly be picking who will sing a solo at the Boom Elementary Music Fest.
Her name is Lala.
There was a girl named
La La.
She loved singing but could only sing a name
La La.
In a school theater she heard a voice say
that Billy's choosing who's gonna do solos today.
Lala wasn't looking to get picked to do a solo, but she stuck around cause she thought her chances were low. Everybody started cheering, they had high hopes. And suddenly Billy Bob had his eyes closed. He started pointing around the room. Wherever his finger landed is who he choose. He landed on La La and said,
"You."
Lala was speechless, she couldn't say a thing. How could she do it solo and know that she could sing? Well, she took it to her room, yeah. She just sat there, she didn't know what to do. No, two fairies appeared with the answer to a problem. Apparently a mountain was the only thing to solve it.
Hi, Lala. We know how to fix your problem. Your voice is at the top of Mount Everest, the tallest mountain in the world. So come on, we have a plane waiting for you.
Lala went down the stairs and told her mom,
I'm going to climb Mount Everest.
Lala was gone, didn't hear what she said. On her way to the plane, all she could see was
she can only sing a name. What a shame, yeah.
She climbed up the mountain, met some insects at the top. They said,
"We know why you came in, what you need is what we got. Eat this ice cream, no we're not trying to fool ya. You should be singing in about 3, 2, 1.
Hi, my name is Lala and I just climbed a mountain. I got my voice back, I know you're wondering how it happened. I'm on my way to sing at the music fest and I'm gonna do my best.
Hi, I'm Billy Bob Joe and it's time for your solo. Whenever you are ready, let me know and we'll start the show.
Hi, I'm your fairy, are you ready for your solo?
I'm ready. Watch this. Snapping, attracting, no capping, I'm never lacking. Just ask the fairies, they'll back me, and now I'm singing and rapping. My name is Lala, Lala. Yeah, you heard about me. Now I can sing, and it's a sight to see. Singing at Boom Elementary, it's a lot of fun for you and me. The script only said la 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 la, but I'ma switch it up, okay?
Okay.
I just wanna show y'all what I can do. I can sing and rap all day. My name is Lala, Lala. Yeah, you heard about me. Now I can sing, and it's a sight to see. Singing at Boom Elementary, thank you, Billy Bob Joe, and my fairies.
Anyway, back to my publishing vendetta.
Smitty, I think we should probably figure out the deck situation first.
Oh, right. Absolutely.
Someone waxed the deck too well, and now it's so waxy, none of us can stand on it. So, which one of you was it? Because it wasn't me.
No one has ever accused me of doing anything too well.
Well, we're all here except Lufa, and I don't think Lufa did it, so it had to be one of us.
Wrong! It was me!
Look! It's someone on a motorcycle!
Are you ready to stunt? Switchback, handstand, wheelie, backflip, double backflip, McTwist, McTwist, corkscrew, twist, McTwist, kickflip, kickflip, switchback, handstand, wheelie, manual, manual, wheelie, wheelie, backflip, perfect balance, and landed with flare!
Whoa!
Cool helmet.
Very cool.
Who are you?
More like, who aren't I? Hello, all. I'm a professional stunt double from the Union of Underground Stunt Performers and Fill-Ins. USPFI, or USPIFI for short. You can call me Tufa for the day, as I've been sent to be Lufa's stunt double. Ha ha!
Lufa got a stunt double?
Specifically to wax the deck?
Oh no, it looked like it could use some love, and I got here a bit early. So I said, we'll be early with flair!
Do all stunt performers have such slippery flair?
Only the good ones! So, just to fill you in on the info I have, Lufa will be taking a beach vacation for the next 24 hours in something called a simul room. Here, she said to give you this note that explains a bit more.
This is just a card that says, gone beaching with a fish wearing sunglasses on it.
There's more on the inside.
Oh, makes sense. Okay, it says, hello, human people friends. This Lufa. Need to go to beach for tanning and de-stressing. Back in 24 human people hours. No contact. Am in Zen mode. Ordered a substitute human person to help instead of Lufa? And then it's just signed, peace and love.
Oh, she's pulling a Zen mode thing. Yeah, she picked that up from one of our missions in New York City when I lost her for a couple hours at a juice cafe on the Upper West Side.
Ha ha! Ain't that the loof?
Anyway, yeah, I guess someone there was planning a beach trip and everyone was jealous that she was going Zen mode. So now from time to time, Lufa decides to go Zen mode and find a beach for a day.
What does she do there?
I have no idea. She never lets me come with. But she's always a lot happier when she comes back from her beach days.
Honestly, same.
I will say, the whole hiring a stunt double thing is new for her.
Yeah, like, what's the point of that exactly?
Maybe I can help with that. She left me a to-do list. It says, 1, watch human people friends. And 2, make noise when you agree with human people friends. And she signed it peace and love, too.
Oh, that's sweet. She just wanted to make sure we still felt supported in her absence.
But why a stunt double? Why not just a regular double?
Like an understudy. An understunty, if you will.
Oh, really?
Brilliant.
Uh-huh, I thought so too.
Because stunts are cool.
Oh, good point.
Anyway, I'm at your disposal today. Whatever you need, I'm there. And I'll give it 120%. Hooah! Flair!
Okay, gonna have to get used to that flair. But I love the enthusiasm. Well, Tufa, follow me to the invention room.
With flair!
Okay, here we are in the invention room. Pretty much everything in here is very breakable, so just try to watch where you're flaring those arms.
You got it. My arms will continue to flare quietly at my sides. Flare, 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 flare.
So, this is the gadget we've been working on lately. It's a freeze ray that would be able to compete with the levels of heat here in the core, but I haven't quite been able to generate enough power.
Power, you say? I've got plenty to share.
I'm not sure that's the same kind of power I'm looking for. I actually just need you to hold this last piece in place while I screw it in, and then it'll be done.
That's all you need? Are you sure it doesn't need a little bit of flair?
Positive. Just need you to hold this piece on the side here, and that's it.
Too boring. Need to make holding this piece feel exhilarating. If I keep my hand here, I can still do a roundhouse kick. Flare.
What are you doing?
Hands on thing and back spring. Flare.
No, don't.
And landed. Flare. See? Hand is in the same place. A flawless stunt.
Oh, no. Look. The side of the freeze ray has collapsed in.
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website, Carnegie Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you! Delicious sushi!
Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you.
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here. Thank you.
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here. Thank you.
This seems like a lot
it's
of...
It's here. Thank you.
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy. I can't stop.
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi.
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
The side of the freeway has collapsed in!
Whoops! Flare!
Ugh, I think the impact of your flare was too forceful for the piece you were holding. It completely crunched the side panel here.
Oh, gosh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean for the flare to flare it so much.
Please, it's okay. Look, I just maybe need you to help one of the other pirates while I focus on making repairs here.
Of course. I'll pop in and see if anybody else needs a hand anywhere else. Hey, Peter, need help?
Sure. Can you help me carry this box full of my collection of tiny, easily breakable glass figurines of food?
Sure.
Ah! Too much flair!
Hey, Eric, need help with that?
Sure. Can you just button up the cuffs of this shirt? I can't do it myself.
Yep.
Too much flair!
Here are your bouncy balls, Rachel. Ha!
Too much flair!
Siegfried! Lee! Baby with a mustache! I made you a bonfire!
Too much
flair!
And that was how I lost out on the soup deal of a lifetime back in 92. Oh, hey, Tufa. What brings you to the kitchen?
Hey, Rolo. Hey, Smitty and Megan. Just wanted to check in here and see if I could lend a hand with anything. Especially if it's thrilling and or stunt-related. It's been a bit of a bland day, and I'm desperate for something exciting or action-packed.
Well, we just been talking soup, but we were just about to get into doing the dishes if you want to join.
Oh, really? I'm actually very good at speed dishwashing.
Oh, nice. I think we might actually just take our time.
I have this whole system. I scrape the food, soap, then scrub, then back handspring, then wash, then dry.
Actually, we don't have a garbage disposal, so I wouldn't dump the food scraps in the sink.
It's okay. If I go fast enough, it won't be a problem.
I don't know if that logic checks out.
You know what does check out? The flare.
Tufa, I think it might be time to pause.
I think he can't hear us over his own noise.
If he keeps going like this, I don't know if our pipes up here are gonna handle that kind of clog.
Tufa, please. No more. I don't know if our ship can take it. Can't you hear that?
Huh? Oh, Yeah, that does not sound good. But hey, if I started it with flair, then I can end it with flair.
No! Definitely don't do a single thing to those pipes. But I think I know what to do. The pipes just need to be solved the old-fashioned way, with two hands, some duct tape, and a fresh copy of the Plumber's Delight Coffee Table Collection Manuscript.
Hey,
what's going on in here?
Rockets.
And done.
Yes, Smitty.
Tufa, you almost got us into a lot of trouble.
I know, and I'm sorry, y'all. Sometimes I don't realize my own power.
Tufa, powerful flair is great for stunts. I mean, remember that motorcycle thing you did for your entrance?
Yeah, that was amazing.
Totally incredible amount of flair.
But flair, powerful or not, might not be as great for when you're filling in for an extraterrestrial life form who spends most of the day just hanging out and chirping. Or when you're doing really any of the things you helped with today.
To be honest, I'm not used to anyone asking for anything but my flair. Usually directors are just like, more, more, more flair! But I haven't really had the chance to stop and check in with myself in a while. It's been years since I asked myself, who are you outside of the flair?
Do you think you know the answer to that question?
Absolutely not. I think this is the very beginning of a large realization and inevitable identity crisis. But after today, I can definitely say I've been inspired to at least slow down and start getting curious thanks to some pretty awesome people I've known for about 24 hours.
Tufa, you just put some flair right into my heart.
Same with me.
I'll just go ahead and get out of your hair a bit early so I, you know, don't cause any more trouble.
Are you kidding? No way. We're all gonna get our buns to the Slippy Deck and learn some of that choreo from Put On Your Thinking Tap. You coming with?
Absolutely!
Oh, fine. And while everyone gears up for that, should we do another story?
Yes!
Listeners, here at Story Pirates, you know that we love holidays. Especially brand new holidays that are made up by kids. And this next story, well, it features our newest favorite holiday. Here's the author to tell you more.
Hi, my name is Miles. I'm 6 years old and I live in Massachusetts. This is my story, Laugh Day.
Just the end of another regular day for me, a normal, boring person at home.
Oh! Hey there, friend.
Hello. You just kicked my door down.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Why should you always bring an extra pair of socks when you go golfing?
Why?
In case you get a hole in one.
Oh.
Say, why do seagulls only fly over the ocean?
I don't know. Why?
Because if they flew over the bay, they'd be bagels. What did the janitor say when he jumped out of the closet?
I don't know. What'd he say?
Supplies!
Oh, boy, you really made me laugh. But I have to ask, why are you doing this?
Why, didn't you hear? Today is Laugh Day, a new holiday.
Laugh Day?
That's right.
Happy Laugh Day to you. Happy Laugh Day to you. Happy Laugh Day to you. Happy Laugh Day to you.
Thanks. Sorry, who are all these people?
Great question! The first part of Laugh Day is if you see a new person, your goal is to make them laugh.
Well, you made me laugh.
Check! Next, it's time for the giant feast. Bring in the feast, everyone!
Watch your feet.
Wow, that's a lot of food.
Happy Laugh Day!
As you can see, on one side of the table, there is candy.
I can't get enough.
On the other end is just healthy stuff.
Greens for me, please.
And in the middle, there's candy and healthy stuff.
What does that have to do with laughing?
Oh, friend, just listen to the song.
Happy Laugh Day to you. Happy Laugh Day to you. Happy Laugh Day to you. Happy Laugh Day to you.
Wow. I'm not sure that explained anything, but thank you for the song and dance. The choreography was very impressive. but I really should be getting to bed.
Perfect, because that's when the next part of Laugh Day happens.
It does?
Before you go to bed, you have to watch yourself laughing. Here's a mirror. Go ahead, laugh.
Okay,
No, no, that will not do. Here, let me help you. How many tickles does it take to make an octopus laugh?
I don't know.
10 tickles!
Oh! Oh, where'd you get all these tentacles?
Happy Laugh Day to you! Happy Laugh Day to you! Happy Laugh Day to you! Happy Laugh Day to you!
Wow. Well, thanks for coming over. You know, but I really should be getting to sleep now, I think.
That you should. For the final part of Laugh Day, your goal is to dream about yourself making other people laugh and making other people feel happy.
Okay.
So get into bed here. Lay down. Let's tuck in. And turn out the lights. And we'll leave the rest to you, sweet dreams.
Wait, Okay. Well, I guess it's time for me to dream.
Just the end of another regular day for me, a normal, boring person at home.
Hey there, friend.
Who are you?
Did you know that I only know 25 letters of the alphabet?
Is that right?
Yep, I don't know why.
Okay, say, that's funny.
Happy Laugh Day, a new holiday.
Laugh Day?
That's right. Hey, everybody!
Yes? Happy Laugh Day to you. Happy Laugh Day to you. Happy Laugh Day.
Nice extension, Terry.
Wow, that's a lot to process.
Now it's time for food.
Time for what?
I love candy.
It's the veggies for me.
I just can't decide. Now laugh at yourself in this mirror.
What?
Happy Laugh Day to you. Happy Laugh Day to you. Happy Laugh Day to you. Happy Laugh Day to you.
Gotta stretch next time. Wow.
Okay. Wow, I just have one question.
There's no time for that. Now it's your turn to dream about other people and make them laugh. Sweet dreams. Come on, everyone.
After all that, how can they expect me to sleep?
Just regular day. Me, normal, boring.
Which concert only cost 45 cents?
What?
50 Cent featuring Nickelback.
Oh, that's good.
Come on, everyone. Let's eat.
Happy Laugh Day to you.
Happy Laugh Day to you.
Look in the mirror. You're laughing. Now sleep.
It me, bored person.
To get to the other side.
Happy Laugh Day to you. Happy Laugh Day to you. Happy Laugh Day to you. Happy Laugh Day to you.
Good night.
I'm not sleepy.
And so, forever and ever did Laugh Day reverberate through time, ever louder, ever faster, and with ever cheesier jokes. Jokes like, what you call a fish wearing a bow tie? Sophisticated. Or, why did the Scarecrow win an award? Because he was outstanding in his field. Boy, I sure like telling dad jokes. Especially when he laughs at them. I'm sorry. Actually, I do have one more. What do you call...
Hey there, friend!
Not you again!
Happy Laugh Day to you!
The end!
And now, Lee speaks with the author.
Hi, Miles.
Hi, Lee.
How are you?
I'm good.
In your story, the goal is to get other people to laugh, right?
Yeah.
How do you do that? Do you have any advice for people who might wonder, how do I make someone else laugh?
Well, you start by saying, can I do a joke?
Okay.
And it has to go along with like what they're saying.
Can you give me an example? Like, can you make me laugh with a joke?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Knock, knock there.
Knock, knock who?
Just knock, knock there. That was actually a joke that came along with what we were saying, jokes.
So, Miles, can you explain to me what it feels like when you make someone else laugh?
It feels like good, like in a good way.
Yeah, and maybe if they're like having a bad day or something, it can make them feel better?
Yeah, like maybe like a feeling bad joke. Can I tell you one?
Yeah, please.
What did the cure say to the rain?
What?
They said, we look the rain, like the same.
Miles, let's say that you were president and you got to decide what holidays we are going to have, and you decided that it's time for Laugh Day. Can you do for me the speech that you would give to the country, to the world even, to convince them to celebrate Laugh Day?
Buddy, the new holiday is Laugh Day! First, you wake up, you walk into town, you try to make everyone see laugh. And then you have to speak. On one side of the table, there's veggies. On the other side, there's candy. In the middle, there's belly. Bed, you watch yourself laugh, and you take
a mirror to your bedroom, so you can watch yourself laugh instead of sleeping.
And that's the end of the thing.
Wow, that was a great speech, Miles.
Okay.
Miles, thank you so much for letting me talk to you about your story today.
You're welcome.
And thank you for letting us perform your story.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye. And now it's time for Story Pirates Roll Call.
Send us your stories.
Send us your stories.
We read them all.
We read them all.
You know we love them.
Now it's time for Story Pirates Roll Call.
First up, a shout out to Delia, a 10-year-old from Texas, who I think probably liked the story Laugh Day today because Delia's story is also about nonstop laughing. It's called The Nonstop Laughers, and it's about two friends who make each other laugh so hard and they never stop, and it gets out of control, frankly. Delia, incredible story. Next up, we have a story from Coraline, a 9-year-old from California. Coraline's story is called Flowers Aren't as Sweet as They Seem, and I feel like it could be a sequel to Driving Bumblebees, because here's the entirety of Coraline's story. Calling all San Franciscans, open your doors, look out your windows. There are flowers in gardens eating people. And of course, that final sentence is in all caps with about a million exclamation points. Great job, Coraline. Next up, we have a story from Arlo, a 5-year-old from Massachusetts. Arlo's story is called The Grown-Up with the Growth Spurt. And I think that a lot of grown-ups can probably relate to it because it's about a grown-up who has a movie night snack dinner and decides to eat all of the snacks. Awesome story, Arlo. And finally, we have The Carrot Who Wants to Be a Potato, written by Zoe, a 7-year-old from the UK. And you might think that you could predict the ending to Zoe's story, but I guarantee you that you cannot. So I would like you to go and read the original story that Zoe sent in to us and see if I'm right. Can you predict the ending? To read Zoe's story and all of the stories from today's roll call, head to storypirates.com/podcast.
That was Roll Call.
Now it's time for you to write us a story. And if you don't know what to write, here's a story spark from Juniper, the author of Lala.
Kids, write about a plant that can talk. Describe the plant. Does it have its own language? Who does it talk to and why?
That's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening, and a big thanks to today's authors, Juniper and Miles. Grown-ups can submit kids' stories and story sparks at storypirates.com. And remember, every single story we receive gets some love. Some story love! We'll be back next week with another episode. Until then, stay creative and stay kind.
Bye!
Story Pirates podcast is a production of Story Pirates Studios, executive produced by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. This episode was produced by Sam Baer, Mike Cavallon, Minzwi Karami, Mahala Lawrence, Peter McNerney, Andrew Miller, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, Rachel Winitsky, and Nimini Ware. Our theme song was written by Bobby Lord and produced by Brendan O'Grady. Roll Call theme by Andrew Barbado. Musical scoring by Jack Mitchell. Our head writers are Rachel Winitsky and Minzwi Karami. Staff writers are Mike Cavallon, Mahala Lawrence, and Alexa Simpson. And contributing writers are Peter McNerney, Megan O'Neill, and Lee Overtree. Special guest, Lou Wilson. This episode features performances by Eric Austin, Andrew Barbado, Sasha Diamond, Chris Ferry, Quinton Johnson, Minzwi Karami, Leslie Kareen, Peter McNerney, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, Justin Phillips, Alika Piper, Peter Russo, Kuhu Verma, Rachel Winitsky, Addy Weyrich, Nimini Ware, and Matt Zimbrano. Lala was written by Nimini Ware and produced by Brendan O'Grady, with vocal direction by Jack Mitchell. The Laugh Day song was written by Peter McNerney and produced by Jack Mitchell.
Pardon me, Mrs. Lufa. Here's the sparkling spring water you ordered. Sorry, Ms. Lufa. Can I get you anything else while you're relaxing? Why, yes, I'm sure we can find you a human people tropical shirt somewhere around here. This is, after all, a simulation. I'll go ask the resort concierge.